Actor Jussie Smollett has been arrested on charges that he lied to police about being the victim of a hate crime. He alleged last month that two men attacked him while he was walking home to his Chicago apartment and that his attackers were wearing MAGA hats, that's Make America Great Again, and that they were shouting racist and homophobic slurs while pouring chemicals on him and putting a noose around his neck. Well, today in a press conference, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said that Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to advance his career.
Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
His salary, by the way, Yashar Ali of the Huffington Post reports that Smollett was paid $65,000 per episode of the most recent season of the show Empire. Joining us now is WBEZ criminal justice reporter Patrick Smith in Chicago. Patrick, you were at the press conference. Tell us more about what we learned today.
Well, we learned a lot more about the investigation, how the investigation into this alleged attack unfolded. Police said that there were about six core detectives working on this, that central to the investigation were surveillance footage, both police surveillance cameras and private surveillance cameras that they used, records from ride-sharing services to try to figure out the people who were with Smollett when this alleged attack happened. We also found out that the turn in the case happened after police questioned two brothers who knew Smollett through the show Empire. They were brought in for questioning on Friday. Today, police said that it was then, during the interview there, they were in the police station for almost 48 hours. It was during their interview there, with the help of their attorney, that they came to believe that this attack was staged. As you heard, that they were paid $3,500 to help stage this attack.
Has there been a response from Smollett's legal team?
Well, so far all we've got from them is a statement saying that Smollett deserves the presumption of innocence like anyone else, saying that they're going to thoroughly investigate this and mount an aggressive defense.
As you said, a lot of resources were put into this case by the Chicago police. And here's the superintendent, Eddie Johnson, saying more about that.
You know, as I look out into the crowd, I just wish that the families of gun violence in this city got this much attention, because that's who really deserves the amount of attention that we're giving to this particular incident.
How do people in Chicago feel about all of this?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of mixed feelings about it. I think many people are condemning Jussie Smollett for this, you know, presuming that it's true. There's also, I have heard that from people, what Superintendent Johnson said there, that they wish the attention was focused on other problems in the city, other crimes in the city. I've also heard from people, you know, there are people who are complaining about the resources the police department used here, saying that should have gone to investigating, you know, shootings or murders here in the city. Johnson said today that no resources were taken away from investigating other violent crimes to investigate this. But people are certainly, they feel like it's a distraction, whether it distracted the police or the public. They do feel like we were focused on the wrong thing.
Well, we are going to be focusing on a lot of the big issues in Chicago next week as we broadcast Here and Now from WBEZ. We're going to be hearing some of your reporting as well. Patrick, see you then. Thanks so much.
Thank you.